This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
It will soon be almost a month since Jacob Blake was shot by a police officer in Kenosha, Wisconsin. As the community seeks answers, no decision has been made on whether to charge the officer. Corrine Hess explains why.
Kenosha erupted in protest 3 weeks ago after Jacob Blake, a black man, was shot in the back 7 times by white police officer Rustin Shesky. In many police departments across the country, a decision to charge the officer would have been made within days, but not in Wisconsin. That's due in part to a police shooting in Kenosha 16 years ago that led to a law making Wisconsin the first state to require an independent investigation in such cases. Wisconsin's Attorney General Josh Call is heading that investigation. He says his office has already conducted more than 80 interviews since the August 23rd shooting.
This is a case in which there's a lot of interest, and obviously there was a lot of unrest in Kenosha in the immediate wake. But that doesn't mean that we're going to be conducting this investigation any differently from how we would conduct other cases involving officer-involved shootings.
According to state investigators, Kenosha police were called to an apartment by a woman saying her boyfriend was violating a restraining order. Officers tried to arrest 29-year-old Blake and tased him twice. Blake was trying to get into his vehicle when Shesky, holding onto his shirt, shot him in the back. Shesky is a 7-year veteran of the Kenosha Police Department, and while his employment file hasn't been released, the one disciplinary action made public is a vehicle violation 4 years ago. Blake's uncle, Justin Blake, says the family is pushing for Rustin Shesky to be arrested and charged.
We hope he'll be fired. We hope he'll be indicted. We just want it speeded up. We want it tomorrow. It doesn't take that long to look at the video and to do research to find out. An investigation to find out what happened was wrong.
The reason the state is investigating and not the Kenosha Police Department is largely because of Michael Bell Sr. 16 years ago, his son was shot in the head by a Kenosha police officer in front of his mom and sister. Michael Bell Jr. pulled up to his house in Kenosha and an officer followed him after observing his driving. Dash cam footage shows the two men talked and then struggled, and the officer shooting Bell point blank in the head. The officer said Bell took his gun. Within 48 hours, Kenosha police ruled the shooting justified. Michael Bell Sr. hired his own investigators who discovered considerable inconsistencies with the police account. The family later received a $1.75 million wrongful death settlement. Bell, a retired lieutenant colonel with the U.S. Air Force, lobbied state lawmakers to get a law passed that now requires outside agencies to investigate police shootings. He says several states have since passed similar laws.
You can understand that if you're in a police department with 100 officers, there's a lot of camaraderie. If I run into an ex-Air Force person, I typically connect with them right away. And I know that it's very similar in law enforcement.
Megan Stroshine teaches criminology at Marquette University. She says that camaraderie can color the outcome of investigations, especially when racial biases seep into police training.
A lot of times, unfortunately, we've equated race with criminality or race with dangerousness. Everyone's vouching for this guy. They're saying he was a good guy. I think that you can have those qualities and still have this horrible outcome.
Wisconsin's Attorney General says when he investigates a case like this, he aims for a decision in 30 days. If that holds in this case, an announcement could be made as early as next week. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.